This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, July 12th. Well, there's three things I need to talk to you about. First is PepsiCo, which is not one of my stocks. Did come out with very strong results, very strong revenue because they've been raising their prices. Better than expected earnings. And their guidance was raised. So they think the consumer is very strong. And basically, they're looking for 10% revenue growth instead of 8%. And that really helped the market firm up. Now, of all the regions that PepsiCo operates in, the only region they're weak in is Europe. And that's obviously because the currency's weak. And the euro hit parity with the dollar this morning. It literally hit 1.00002. And since then, it's bounced a bit. Any of these multinationals getting paid in weak currencies, it can affect their results. So I found that to be good news, PepsiCo's results and guidance. Okay? All right. So the other thing that's going on is that the CPI report tomorrow has all this negative news. So let me just give an example of what the estimates are. So the economists out there are estimating that the CPI is going to rise 1.1% in June and be up 8.6% in the past 12 months. But the media are saying it's going to be up 9%. The core CPI, excluding food and energy, is supposed to be up 0.5%. And up 5.8% in the last 12 months, which would be a deceleration, because in the previous month it was running at a 6% annual pace, and back in March it was running at 6.5%. So tomorrow's CPI report's a big deal. Okay, I'm personally thinking inflation is cooling off fast and furious. You see, crude oil prices are down today. A lot of other commodity prices are down. This is what happens when you have a strong dollar. When the dollar gets strong, the prices of those commodities get pushed down. So I'm expecting a better-than-expected CPI report tomorrow, and hopefully that'll spark the market. In the meantime, the fact that the core rate inflation has been cooling off is sending bond yields lower, and that has inverted the Treasury curve, okay? So that's got a few people freaked out, but we'll see how long it remains inverted. But the bottom line is an inverted curve will cause the Fed to stop raising rates. Now, the Fed cannot fight market rates. The federal funds rate is a short-term rate, and they would probably raise it until it's inverted, until just before it's inverted. So we'll see what's happening. They're going to increase rates at the end of in July at their FOMC meeting. They're going to increase rates in September, and then they should be done. Any fine-tuning can be done in the December meeting. They have a November meeting, but it's a week before the election. They won't do a thing. But I think the news on the CPI has been overwhelmingly negative, and I think that should get everybody going. Now, a couple things about the energy market. As you know, I have a lot of energy stocks, and so when oil cracks $100 a barrel, some people get nervous. I don't want you to be nervous, because we expect oil to start to go down. Now, although OPEC isn't producing as much as they promised, and we'll see if Joe Biden can get Saudi to produce any more. The U.S. is definitely producing more. We're within 200,000 barrels a day of where we were back in 2019. And our demand has dropped, okay? So we're not going out and about as much as we used to because of the high price of fuel. So demand dropped, supply rose. So you're wondering, why aren't the prices at the pump even lower? Well, a lot of it's seasonality. There's strong demand in the summer months. And a lot of it is what happened to diesel, because some states push green diesel made from, you know, animal fats and things like that, food waste. It cut our diesel output by 400,000 barrels a day. And so that what got diesel prices up. So you may not have a diesel vehicle, but all your trucks and stuff are largely diesel, and that upped the transportation costs. So, but we're getting there. You know, they see markets fix themselves and the free economy is working and oil prices got so high, everybody's drilling and getting all the less efficient stuff up and running again. So this is very good news. And let's just summarize it. We're in the middle of a very good earnings announcement season. So far, the guidance has been positive, especially on the consumer side. We're going to have the CPI tomorrow, okay? The media has been overwhelmingly negative. I think it's going to continue to show the core rates falling. We have a mini commodity crunch underway because of a strong dollar. And that's also, of course, the euro's a parity with the dollar. So this does affect multinationals, but I haven't seen any warn lately other than Microsoft a few months ago. So I think things are going to be fine. And please don't worry about the energy stocks. The demand for energy and the supply-demand equation is supposed to be very tight going into next year. So in the meantime, the next three quarters, energy will have the best earnings. And, of course, the P ratio is very low. The dividend yields are high. So I'm very, very comfortable with those stocks. So that's it, everybody. Hang in there. I know the markets can frustrate you folks, but our earnings commence next week, and I'm very, very comfortable and confident that the market is bouncing along the bottom, and we're going to let the earnings drop kick and drive the stocks higher. So that's it. That's all I want to update you about. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Salute and have a leader. Take care, everybody.